Charms blog, Friday, March 18th, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from SharamAmiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Well, hello everybody. It's Friday. We finally made it to the end of the week. God, I'm so afraid. I think my iRiver is going to die any second now, so I might not be able to finish recording because iRiver doesn't have an automatic shutoff feature, and for some reason I left it on overnight. When I saw it this morning, it had two lines in the battery, but the second I started recording, it shot down to showing no bars, which is not good at all. So there's a slight possibility that I'm going to be talking to myself for the next 2 minutes, and this podcast will never make it on the internet. But we're going to hope that the iRiver amazes me, and that little AA battery has withstood the test of time, and it's still going to work. So enough of me rambling. Let me get on to the point. I wanted to do a couple changes to the format of the show, because I began to realize that this isn't really a show. I mean, we don't have, like, I don't get on and announce the fact that, oh, this is episode number 15 of Sharm's blog. No, I don't do any of that. I just get on and I tell you the date, because it's more like an audio blog, which I've said before. And the shows are never really rehearsed. As much as I try to make show notes and stuff like that, they're never really about anything in particular. I tend to change a lot, so and show notes honestly are taking a lot of time. They're becoming a pain, and I don't really think they're being used as much as I would expect them to be used for someone who puts in as much effort as I do to write these show notes up. So with that being said, I'm going to stop doing show notes. If there is something that I mention on my show, though, that I'm going to be talking about podcasting software today, and yesterday I talked about podcasting microphones, I'll definitely put the links up. Basically, in the post, I'll have a section. I'll just say, hey, what's up? Just like I used to do in the beginning, the show's about blah, blah, blah. And then I'll have the link to download the MP3. But then I'll also have, right underneath, or right above the link to download the MP3, I'll have a bulleted list, and I'll just be like, sites or products mentioned in the show, something like that, and just links to go to. God, I'm like freaking out that this thing's gonna die on me. I can't believe that I did that. I left it on. And I can't believe the iRiver doesn't have the automatic shutoff. Like, the iPod will shut off after 2 minutes or whatever, or you can even change it. It probably does on the iRiver. I probably just never went into the setting. Oh, well, this is what I get. I mean, you're only supposed to get 8 hours of battery life off the AAA it has anyways. And I have, like, we shop at Costco, so I probably have, like, 70 AAA batteries somewhere inside my house. But I didn't think to grab them because I thought I still had 2 hours of battery life. But anyways, it's Friday, people. TGIF, finally. And it's kind of weird because I've been talking about how good the weather's been all week, and I get inside my car, and it's like 35 degrees outside, and there's frost on everyone's roof outside, and frost on top of my mom's car. She parks outside in the driveway, so I was like, geez, we've gone from... And they're expecting the high today to reach like 56, which is the warmest day this week as of yet, so... I don't even know if we're going to end up reaching that high temperature today, just looking at the way things have been thus far. So, God, see, I made no show notes. Well, you know what, I wanted to give some feedback. I was listening to the first couple seconds of Wired Dudes podcast. Let me see if I can find it. Actually, I was listening to my iPod before I got in the car. Let me turn my stereo. I think I can maybe just play this so that way I don't have to do any fancy mixing when I get back. Sorry, it's playing music now. Let me load up new podcasts. Wired Dudes podcast just cracked me up this morning when he's trying to tell you what the date is of his podcast. Let me play this. See if the microphone can pick it up good.
Hey, it's Wired Dude, everybody. How's it going? So, it is Wednesday. No, it's Thursday. I think it's Thursday. March 16th or 17th. I don't know. Let me check. What is this cell phone? It's 9:16 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
See, he knows the time.
Thursday, March 17th. This is David Cantor, the...
Yeah, that just cracked me up. That's all I got to listen to so far this morning. I'll probably listen to the rest of my time in the office. Wow, is it sunny? I'm going to flip the visor down. So, yeah, and then I realized, I was like, you know, maybe I can save myself the step of post-production all along if I just do my... Well, obviously I can't change the background music every day, but if I just had a set recorded intro, put it on a playlist and on my iPod and just play it through the car speakers and just pick it up and turn the volume down when I'm done. I thought about that. I was like, yeah, wow. Then that way all I would do is just set my iRiver to encode to 64 kilobits per second and just copy the file off the iRiver and upload it. No use of... Yeah, but you know what? I like to do all my normalizing and stuff, so never mind. Cancel that idea. It'd be cool, but anyways, enough of that. So, Flickr went down temporarily for a little bit yesterday, but I went back on it when it came back up, and I'm finding out about this feature that it has called tags, and a tag is basically a keyword that you can associate to a picture. You can give a picture multiple tags, and what it does is you can search Flickr, everyone who's used that same tag, and look at all the photos. So, for instance, the photos from my New York trip, several of them were of Ground Zero, the site in Lower Manhattan of the World Trade Center buildings that crashed on 9/11. So I took a lot of those pictures, and I put a tag on there, just 911, put the tag. And when I went back to look at the same pictures, it showed me all the tags that I associated with that picture. I also put another tag that said New York City and ones that said World Trade Center or WTC. So I put a couple tags. So I clicked the one that said 9/11, and then it brings up a page that shows, like, everyone else who submitted pictures, 9/11 related pictures as well, which is pretty cool that you could, you know, it was so many people using Flickr. It was pretty interesting. And then there's also a page on the Flickr website called Tags in General, and you can see what the most popular tags are, what people are talking about. And a lot of some keywords were like weddings, cars, scenery. There were a lot that were like cell phone, you know, pictures people are taking off their cell phone, like a Moblog type thing. So speaking of Moblog, if you go and look in mine, I was fetching around. I don't usually color coordinate my eye sock with my outfit, but I was going, because I leave all my iPod accessories in the original box that I got it in, and tonight I'm going to go with Marla, my sister, and one of my sister's friends to go see The Ring 2 when it comes out, and of course I can only fit two people in my car, so I'm taking my mom's car, and I wanted to bring the iPod too, so I had to go fetch out my old cassette adapter. Don't use FM modulators, they suck. So I had to fetch out the cassette adapter, and then I found all my other eye socks in there, and I just happened to be wearing like a light blue shirt today, and my eye sock matched perfectly with the shirt. My mom saw me like walking out, going out to the car this morning, and she's like, "Oh my god, you're awful." And she's like, "You're color coordinating your eye sock with your outfit." I don't normally do that, but it was kind of cool to see that I had a matching eye sock that went along with it. I've gotten, sorry, changing subjects again. I got a lot of, user feedback to the website, some people sending me emails, really liking the show, stuff like that. And one of them that I mentioned yesterday was Jeff, who was from technocool.net, and he was interested in microphone setups to use in order to get into podcasting. And I gave him some recommendations on yesterday's show. So if you're just catching this podcast today on openpodcast.org, you might want to go to my website and pick up yesterday's recording for March 17th. Where I talk about different microphone recommendations for podcasting in different scenarios. I give recommendations for ones such as mine where you can pick up background noise. Like, for instance, you can hear my turn signal flicking right now and clicking, whatever. Today I wanted to give recommendations for software and just how to get a podcast up on the internet, because it's one thing to have a microphone and to be able to talk into it, but it's a whole nother process to get it actually up on the internet. So first of all, obviously, there's a base requirement. You're going to need a website. You're going to need some place to host these podcasts up on the internet. Now, for me, for instance, I have my own dedicated web server that I host my files on. I do use typepad.com, which is a blogging service, but they only give you 100 megabytes of storage for the plan I'm on. I think you can go up to another package, it gives you 300 megabytes. with 300 megabytes, there's no way to fully archive all your shows. I mean, if, especially if you do ones on a daily basis, like me, and mine are on average about 10 megabytes each, so you're going to drain up that web space pretty fast. So I recommend either, you know, you can upload just a few episodes at a time and, you know, just get rid of the old ones, or you can use something like Risen.net, which David Wiredude is using. I believe they're a hosting service for MP3 files. So you, first of all, you have to do some research and find out where you're going to upload these MP3 files when you're done, you know, producing them, because that's the only way you're going to be able to get them out to people is if they're up on the internet somewhere. Second of all, if you want to make a true podcast where people can add it to some sort of client and automatically download your podcast whenever they come out on the internet, you're going to need to create an RSS file, an XML feed. And I won't go into explaining that process because so many other people have done that, and they can probably do a much better job than I can. So you're going to want to do some searching on Google. I'll try to find a good enough article that explains how to create a basic RSS feed. Actually, in fact, I want you to check out Sean Milo's Milocast, because I have the recording right on my iPod right now. I'm not going to play it because it's a bit long, but I'll give you a link to his website, because he made a podcast recording where he talks about how simple it is to set up an RSS feed, so I'd like to recommend you to him as far as that's concerned. Of course, if you do use most blogging services, blogger.com, TypePad, LiveJournal, anything like that, they automatically create an XML feed, so you just need to use a service like feedburner.com, which I use to be able to add special functionality for turning it into a podcast. Basically, when you use Feedburner, if you ever post something in your blog that has a link to an MP3 file, it says, oh, okay, this is your podcast for the post, so it makes it so that if someone subscribes to that feed, they'll automatically pick it up. I'm sure this is talking like very technical talk right now and probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but honestly, there's not really much to it. You just need the basic components. You need some type of content system that will allow you to make new posts that generates a type of RSS or XML feed. And so most popular choices are blogging services, such as TypePad or Blogger. You know, I'm partial to TypePad because I use it, but it isn't free, so I have to say that, first of all. LiveJournal is a free service, and there's a lot of free ones out there, so once you do have that service and functionality, and you've got a place to upload MP3 files, you've got your RSS feed going, you basically just need to find some sort of device to record on. I use the iRiver IFP 780, which is a flash MP3 player with 128 megabyte storage limit, and it lets me plug a microphone into it and record too. But most people, I would assume, especially with my recommendations of USB microphones yesterday, are actually going to be recording on the computer. In that sense, and I'm no Mac expert, but I've heard a lot of people on Macintosh use software called GarageBand, and you can also use another application which runs on Windows, Linux, or Macintosh, or Mac OS X. Sorry, I won't even get into trying to act like I know what I'm talking about when it comes to Macs, because I don't have one. But there's a program called Audacity that's open source and lets you do the same sort of mixing and stuff. Me, on the other hand, I use probably like a $600 professional application called Adobe Audition, which does some pretty amazing fancy stuff, but that's because I get licensing from Adobe through work. I wouldn't recommend anyone to spend $600 to buy software like that, unless you're like in the recording industry or something and you need that. Geez, I'm pulling into work again. This is what happens when I leave on time. It's only 7:40, and I left at like 7:20, I think. But I'll stop recording, and I'm going to turn this into a three-part podcast. I've talked about software. I'm going to talk about the actual mixing post-production process on the next podcast. So everyone have a great weekend, and I will catch you all next week. Talk to you later.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit SharmAmiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.
Hey, Sharm, this is Greg from RadioDTV.com. Just wanted to let you know that I'm really enjoying your podcast, your Daily Commute podcast, and that I put up another issue of RadioDTV, which features the wonderful work that you did for my outro this time. So the most couple of recent editions have you doing my intro and my outro, and I'm really appreciative of that. Anyway, I just wanted to check out the voicemail feature that you had, because I'm thinking of adding that to my podcast as well. Seems pretty cool. Thanks, and keep up the good work.